With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Flathead County schools have canceled all weekend extracurricular activities at more than 30 schools due to threats received earlier this week. School administrators consulted with law enforcement and were told the situation has not been resolved. Whitefish Superintendent Heather Davis Schmidt told the Flathead Beacon that schools were advised to prevent large gatherings of students. Weekend sports cancellations include Whitefish High's homecoming activities. Officials have not released the contents of the threats, which were apparently sent by text and email beginning Wednesday. Some threats were received yesterday morning, a day after a student at a high school southeast of Spokane, Washington, shot and killed one student and injured three others. Christine Rossi is a parent with kids in the Whitefish School District.
The way that we've presented it as a family is that hopefully this is not really something to worry about, that we're hoping it's more of a prank, perhaps. So we have talked about it. We just are trying not to scare them too much.
Columbia Falls and Kalispell Police, the Flathead County Sheriff's Office, and the FBI are investigating and have already interviewed persons of interest. Classes were canceled yesterday and today, impacting about 15,700 students in more than 30 public and private schools in the area. Rossi said news that homecoming and other sports events were canceled this weekend has changed her family's weekend plans.
They're definitely disappointed. I mean, they understand that their schools are going to do everything that they can to try and reschedule and make it another weekend.
School officials have not yet decided if classes will resume on Monday. The Montana Board of Regents adopted campus operating budgets totaling about $1.55 billion for fiscal year 2018, knowing that reduced state revenues may lead to cuts. The Missoulian Report's Commissioner Clayton Christian said Thursday the regents will meet again once the state certifies revenue projections and the governor's office determines what cuts are needed. Governor Steve Bullock has asked state agencies to detail how they would cut up to 10% of their budget over the next 2 years. The commissioner's office was asked to identify $44 million in cuts. Deputy Commissioner Tyler Trevor has said the cuts could lead to tuition increases. The regents, who met Wednesday and Thursday in Butte, were told early enrollment numbers for all campuses combined show a 1.2% decline from last fall to this fall. Glacier National Park has begun stabilization work at the Sperry Chalet Dormitory building to prepare for winter. The park calls it a critical first step in preserving the original structure and rebuilding that historic building. The Sperry Chalet dorm building burned and suffered extensive damage in the Sprague Fire on August 31st. Earlier this week, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke ordered an independent investigation into the disaster and expedited the inspection of the remaining structure. Zinke said rebuilding Sperry is one of his top priorities. The purpose of the stabilization work is to protect the walls and chimneys from excessive snow and weather damage. Next spring and summer, the park will conduct additional structural analysis and a review of the site area to help inform decisions about the future of the chalet complex. The Glacier National Park Conservancy paid a Missoula engineering firm to evaluate the dorm and come up with stabilization. The firm had previously done work at the chalet when it was heavily damaged in a 2011 avalanche. Park Superintendent Jeff Mao said the park would have been unable to get the work done without help from the conservancy.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Bloise. Rain and snow have slowed down fires across western Montana. Areas along the Continental Divide have already received between 1 and 2 inches of precipitation over the last 24 hours, and Glacier National Park has closed Logan Pass due to winter storm conditions. Fire Information Officer Corinne Wetzel said that weather has essentially put out flames at the Alice Creek Fire outside Augusta, which burned nearly 30,000 acres northeast of Lincoln.
So we've pretty much had a 180 in fire behavior, as you can imagine.
The fire jumped from 5% containment yesterday to 30% containment today. And that number is expected to increase as firefighters verify that the rain has extinguished hard-to-reach areas of the fire. Verizon has sent letters to hundreds of eastern Montana customers in the past few weeks, letting them know their service will be terminated, which has prompted several U.S. senators from Montana to scold the company. Verizon told the rural customers they would no longer be able to use their phone number on a Verizon network after October 17th. The list of towns affected by the contract termination is in the dozens, from Alzada to Homestead to Zortman. Verizon spokeswoman Megan Dortch said the company sent out notifications to 919 customers with 2,035 lines in Montana. It doesn't appear that any customers in western Montana were impacted. U.S. Senator from Montana John Tester sent a letter on Thursday to Verizon CEO Lowell McAdam, pushing him to reverse the decision.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A legal settlement announced about an hour ago could send $10 million to the town of Colstrip to mitigate impacts from the partial shutdown of the huge coal-fired power plant there.
I think it's a win for the town of Colstrip and a win for the state of Montana.
That's Eric Sell, a spokesman for Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, who negotiated the settlement with Seattle-based Puget Sound Energy, which owns Colstrip Units 1 and 2. Those two older and dirtier coal-fired generators are scheduled to shut down in 2022 following a Clean Air Act lawsuit by environmental groups. Earlier this year, some Montana lawmakers tried to pass a bill that would have required Puget Sound to pay shutdown mitigation costs. That bill failed, but Fox was able to negotiate the settlement announced today with the company via rate review proceedings that Puget Sound is going through with Washington utility regulators. Eric Sell.
The settlement agreement that we entered into and was filed today establishes that they will pay $10 million to the town of Colstrip, even though they weren't under any legal obligation to do so under Montana law.
Sell said that while the $10 million settlement is a win for Colstrip, it's not enough to completely take care of the town, losing its main economic driver.
We think Puget Sound Energy should do more to cover the economic impacts that shutting down Units 1 and 2 will have. But again, they were under no legal requirement under Montana law to provide this money. So it was really us making the case to them of how important it is that the community of Colstrip has some cushion to mitigate this impact. We have met with folks from Colstrip and Rosebud County. The details of the settlement have been confidential until about an hour ago when this was filed. So we're going to circle back up with them, want to get input from them.
Puget Sound Energy is just one of six partial owners of the entire Colstrip power plant, which includes the newer units 3 and 4, for which there is currently no set shutdown date. Sell said there is a, quote, reasonable expectation, unquote, that Montana could reach similar shutdown mitigation settlements with other partial owners of Colstrip. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.